Disclaimer: the opinions expressed in Thinking Outside the Boot are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University.
Welcome back to Thinking Outside the Boot. I'm your host, Marc Andre. I'm here with Jay. We got Dara, Tristan, and Samir. And this week we'll be talking about a Premier League recap. There were two games for every team this week, so we'll just be talking about what it means for really the Champions League fight, relegation battle, and obviously the championship. And you know, let's get into it.
This season is so jammy for everybody.
Yeah, this has been like the hardest season to just win.
Like everywhere. Like, everywhere.
Last season
bro.
It was so light, bro. This year it's like transitional and like.
I swear to God, I'm so tired of this. Bro, I've watched this man for five seasons.
Yeah, and we hadn't won for 22.
Why are you?
They're good now.
You have to do whatever I have to do to win.
Literally, like.
You hikey have to.
I know you're not used to winning. But like it gets to a point where
he's not used to.
You're acting like Chelsea
didn't waste time winning shit.
I oblivion. Play like those guys. Well,
do you want to win?
Yeah.
No, no, that not that way. I swear to God, not that
bro,
way.
How do they? How do they play?
You either want to win or you don't want to win.
This guy don't want to win.
I don't know what type of football you want.
Bro's an ethical baller, bro.
You guys want to watch football?
Yeah, you're a football.
Don't watch Arsenal.
Watch,
bro. Don't watch.
Don't even watch the Prem. Don't even watch the Prem. No.
Watch the
Bundesliga where they just
Bayern.
Yeah, literally.
Bundesliga is so boring. It's not rage bait.
No, it's not. It's not rage bait, bro.
Bundesliga is boring.
Bundesliga literally is just like counter attacks the whole game.
Bro.
There's literally
no D, bro.
Bro, name me one Bournemouth game you've watched in the last like 3 weeks.
None. What's the
So then how do you know if the whole league's boring, bro? Lower league teams literally play better.
Tell me a Premier
Watch
team
every
TBH I'd be watching on football.
I can't lie.
Yeah, no, agreed. Yeah.
I can't lie. They removed match day. I don't want to glaze, but every Chelsea game I watch is so entertaining.
Oh my God.
I'm not even trying to glaze.
That's good to know, but we don't fucking win, bro.
But I don't care. It's fun to watch.
That's because you're neutral.
Yeah,
low-key Chelsea exactly. were kind of lucky to. Chelsea could have been down like 2-0.
Yo, that Liverpool game.
Mm-hmm. Which one?
2-1 at their house.
That was a bad game. Mm-hmm. That was not a good game.
That was a great game.
No, I was celebrating when you won.
We played great.
No,
we have Liverpool's number in that game.
Wait, when should we start?
Yes, we did.
There's no way.
What do you think your guys' worst performance has been?
This season?
Yeah.
I got a bunch of
people. Just asking Arsenal?
No, just Arsenal.
Oh.
Sorry, like.
Your question. All of them?
Any game you watch, bro. You personally think. Don't go off.
Wait. Give me one game United played that's better than Arsenal Bayern. You can't.
Well, obviously not.
Yeah, obviously not.
So then we have ambition. Season.
No, but we're.
I'm not talking. I'm just.
They didn't say that. No one said
that. He said that.
What did I say?
Samir,
people only make bad takes when you're here, bro. You gotta.
No. All I'm saying is like.
You gotta react more calmly.
I hear so much that yo, we played like I can confidently say the worst game we played. For my team,
Everton.
Yeah, I was
yeah Everton game. Everton. That's the Everton.
Everton.
Game.
Oh, the one
Everton.
Home.
Yeah, home.
Yeah,
you're at home too, right? Yeah.
That's shocking.
Because some of you guys would say Wolves, some of you guys would not.
I think United at home was our worst game.
No, Wolves.
I was gonna say because that's our best game.
Yeah, no, I think we literally
that was
like,
our best game.
We made mistakes. We didn't have a midfield.
The Carrick one.
Oh, the Carrick one. Oh,
see the Carrick that one's the worst just because of how much it pissed me off. But in terms of actually being a bad like performance, I can't lie. Just being an Arsenal fan,
Wolves was bad.
Wasting time 2-1 up against Wolves away is like the worst thing I've ever seen. That's like disgusting. I want to spit in Arteta's face, bro. That's disgusting.
I get what you're saying, yeah. But it gets to a point, man.
Bro, and we didn't even win. So what's the point of playing like that if you don't win?
Okay, but Brian, did you win the Brian game? Yes or no?
Bro, that was the worst game. That's one of the worst games.
Bro, you're going to have to play basketball. Sometimes.
What do you care about?
Yeah, what do you want? Like, I've never heard.
Do you care about, like, looking nice and playing?
Y'all have not, like, this guy is saying this stuff with a big smile on his face. He knows I've been watching football my whole life.
Yeah,
how many times has it been this period of the season that Arsenal play like this? And then what happens in April when they go play City?
You lose.
So then this is what I'm seeing right now. So
yeah,
I'm
but
telling
why
this
you,
change.
Why are you acting like we're not better this year?
Bro, you don't know my club like I know my club.
You don't know anything. Bro, Samir, you literally make 100 takes and like 2 stick, and then that's what you talk about. You just pump out takes, bro. We win and we're amazing. We lose, we're trash. Like, you literally have no...
I never say we're amazing when we win, though. I say we're good when we play Havertz. And was I not right?
That's so then. So, so then why not? So then why are we 7 points at the top? You don't think we've been the
because
best team
City
this year?
Because City are wasting their chance. But then do you think we're going to beat Palace away?
Yes.
Last day of the season if there's pressure on us.
Yes.
Well, Palace is not good this year, so.
Why wouldn't we?
I think the form you guys are doing is fine, bro.
Yeah, like we're not
going to watch.
Like, hey, bro, Samir,
how much XG against Brighton?
Bro,
well, Samir, bad game. Every
as
team
long
has bad
City
games.
Keep fumbling, there's nothing for you
what
to
did,
Samir,
worry
about.
Samir. What did City produce against United? Probably no XG. And now you're talking about, you're worried about Brighton. No, I agree. But that's, you have to win games. Like, why are you mad we won a game we shouldn't have won?
I just think that this type of football, you're acting like this is an isolated event. We've been playing like this for like 3-4 months.
Well, I agree we should have Havertz back, but we'll have him back.
But at the
like,
end of
we'll,
the day, the truth is
we'll have him back.
Suck, but they're winning games, so why does it matter?
But they don't even suck. You know they don't suck. You know they don't suck. You're just
kind of... I'm just rage baiting.
Yeah,
at the
but...
end of the day, there's a reason why Arsenal are 7 points clear. Because for the 30 games they've played, they've been the better team.
Yeah, we've been the...
Most of the time.
Literally every single... I know you talk about XG, but you know expected points is based on XG, and we have like 9 more than United.
I think
than
you
City.
Need to be happy.
Like, we're better than them. I don't know why you're...
No. I think you need to learn how to be happy.
Bro just has PTSD.
You do.
That's what it is.
Like, to be honest, I get it.
You need to learn
how
to be happy.
I do,
like,
too.
No matter what, no matter how your team plays, you just have to learn how to pick them up and be like, okay, there's no way we should have scraped out of this one.
Yo.
I know.
I watched us play Southampton in 2023, and when I was pissed off, all the fans were saying exactly
how much points
this
were you guys
shit.
Up?
We were 8 points. Remember? 8 points.
I think
at that point we'd drawn 2 games where we bottled a 2-0 lead. So we had Liverpool 2-0, bottled it. Then we played West Ham 2-0, bottled it. And then we played Southampton at home, and we were 3-1 down. Mm. And then they were clapping. They were clapping the players at the end. They're like, come on, Arsenal. This is the vibes. Next year's our year. Bro, I'm tired of next year's our year. This is the most next year's our year ever.
Nah, bro.
No. This year is your year.
Are you kidding?
This year has to be your year.
It has to be.
How good do you want us to be?
Like, who else do you have to go get? No. Who else do you have to go get for the team, bro?
Your team is.
I'm not talking about the team. I'm talking about.
Then
I just don't like. I just don't like
Arteta. Samir.
I don't like him like that.
I know, but that's making
if
you say
team,
irrational.
If this team can't play football right now.
Under that man, he can't play football.
What are they gonna do next season,
bro? I don't understand how you can say that when you guys finish top 5 every time. Top 2.
We literally finished second.
Top 3.
I just love how the dialogue has changed this year. Like, I'm noticing the same things that everyone said the last 3 years.
That dialogue has
changed. The only thing you had against Arsenal was that you can't get over the hump.
That's because people hate us.
That's the only thing people had against you. You can't get over the hump. And now you're here.
No. I think we're realizing, and it's just because now you just have PTSD. Now we're realizing.
Yeah.
I think now we're just like, no banter aside, we're realizing.
It took 30 games.
That's all I'm saying to you.
It took 30 games. You saw me. I was saying it after 5. It took 25 games for the rest of the league.
This is the type of games you look at and be like, all right, they're winning the league because of this.
Yeah, literally.
You don't win these games.
Bro,
my team loses this game.
It's true.
You just have to look at it grain of salt, bro. All I'm saying.
Loki,
I understand.
It does not have to be pretty, bro.
I understand.
Okay,
but
my question
but
for
this
you
is how
this
teams
time.
Win the league, bro.
This is my question for you. If you win the league, is your opinion still the same?
No. No.
You can't say it with chest.
It's actually
kind of
crazy, though, because I didn't, like, I just haven't, like, this, there's not going to, like, if we win the league this year, I had a better time being an Arsenal fan 22-23. That's what I'm saying. I can't watch the pinnacle of football and then just see him play Taliban football for 3 years.
You don't believe that. You're just saying that. You do not believe that you had a better time when they didn't win.
You don't understand. Like,
I've never heard anyone make this point.
Nah.
Oh, we looked better.
You weren't there. I was there. I felt the culture shift. And now it just feels like we're just... Like, it doesn't feel like my club anymore. That's what I'm saying.
Because we're good. Because you're used to them. You think they're bad. You still don't think we're a big club.
No, I think we're a big club.
Then why do you say we'll bottle it every year? That's your point.
Like, my club has always been an identity club. You're not going to go...
PTSD and confidence.
You're not going to go see... You're not going to go see Liverpool play a 6 at the back.
I get where he's coming from.
You know what I mean?
I get where he's coming from.
Chelsea's that type of team where they're just built off of success, so they don't care how they play. But we were built on DNA. That's why I started.
I get where you're coming from, but it makes no sense. If
you're
going to
win, what DNA?
It makes no sense.
What DNA do we not have now?
What's Arsenal DNA?
Beautiful tiki-taka football.
Is that your DNA?
That wasn't, but that wasn't us. That wasn't us when we were winning. That was us.
That beautiful tiki-taka.
You think Prime Vega was playing tiki-taka?
Do you want to watch?
I'm not.
Don't.
You think Prime Vega was tiki-taka?
But that's what you were doing?
Barca.
Don't.
Why do you think you're Barca?
Bro.
Not you.
He saw two Jack Wilshere goals and he thinks we're freaking.
No.
He thinks that was us every game.
It's not even Rage B.
No, it's not.
It's not even Rage B.
Low key, we gotta wrap up the Arsenal segment. Who thinks we're winning? Dar, you think we're winning?
I think City doesn't have it in them this year to pull it back.
I agree.
I don't think so.
I kind of lost a little confidence over these last couple games with United. I really think we could have made a push.
No, I know you did. Low key, I was like, but
so. I think, and this Brighton game just establishes for me. Yeah. I think Arsenal just take it. Have to. Well, yeah. If they don't take it, that sucks.
Yeah.
Samir, simple question: is Arsenal winning the league?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. I have a question though. Who do we think has a worse disciplinary issue, Tottenham or Chelsea?
Tottenham.
Chelsea.
Tottenham.
No. Who has worse discipline?
Bro, I think Chelsea.
I'm confidently going into
Chelsea guy. Plus another London club. Who do you think?
I think it's two different cases of inexperience and then experience, but lapse of judgment. Like Tottenham's like discipline issues come from players just being rash.
It's high key the same two people.
It is the same two people that should be your best players in the team. Yep. That should be that like anchor for everyone to hold on to, and it's your back line, the two most important players in your team, especially in a team that is like in the relegation zone. You need those goals to stop going in, and it's their two. I don't think Van Ven is the most experienced player. He might be actually young. That squad is pretty young, but. Romero especially, like, his head is gone. He's not... Mm-hmm. He doesn't want to be there anymore.
No, he does not. He wants to go Athletic.
And yeah, we see these things with players that... we see these things with players that want to leave, and the board knows, like, they want to leave, but we can't afford you to leave right now. Yeah. And once they turn on you like this, what can you do? Because you don't have any good options to come in off the bench. Like, what are you going to put? Donso in there, or what's his name? I keep forgetting
Dragusin.
Yeah, Dragusin. Are you going to put them in there?
I know.
You don't have good options. Yeah. And then the player that's meant to be the anchor of your team is losing his head every time he gets on the pitch.
Yeah.
And it's just poor. By the way. But Chelsea is just inexperienced. And like players are young and haven't been held accountable for so long. Because it's always been Chelsea are a young team. They're going to figure it out eventually. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we're getting to the point. It's like, okay, you've had your grace. It's now time for you to lock in. It shows that you're a professional player.
Mm-hmm. I think Chelsea's is worse because whenever Tottenham get a red and lose, I'm like, they would have lost anyways. I feel like when Chelsea get a red, it's like, oh, crap. It's like, oh, wow, they got a red and now they're going to lose to Brentford, or they're going to lose to Brighton, or they're dropping points against Burnley. Like, they could have 10 more points than they do have right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
They get a red, and then, I mean, even Arsenal. We probably would have still beat you at home without the Neto one, but away, you probably would have beat us with that red.
Yeah, it's true.
Without the red. And that's like,
yeah,
that's when it hurts, because it's like you're actually playing for something.
It's just too many reds too. Like,
yeah.
It's one thing to have like a couple of them, and we're having a streak. We're having an 11. Yeah. At 11 with red cards, like, that's insane. I think we're going for the record now. Like, we're on pace.
Manager Sanchez. Like, red cards. Sanchez was the one that fried me, bro.
The Man U game was pretty bad. I think Cucurella's one against Fulham was one of the worst ones, because we were struggling so bad in that game, and then to pull Harry Wilson down. Like, just concede the goal and keep it pushing.
I agree.
We're a team that likes coming from behind. Mm-hmm. Every time we score first, that's when we play the worst, because we're like, we get complacent and we're like, oh, now we can play our football. Just take your time with it. No, we're a team that likes to be behind first and kind of feel that pressure that we have to lock in. So the Reds are
not sustainable.
Yeah, it's not. It's definitely not sustainable.
You never want to bring that winning culture like as soon as possible.
Absolutely.
That's what they're trying to build.
Yeah. And then when we get the injuries down a bit more and get, I think we need more depth. I know we have good depth, but we need more depth with our star players.
I hear what you're saying, bro.
Yeah.
we have good depth in the midfield, and the center back is woeful, honestly. Yeah, yeah. We have to do something about just that. Just we need to sell players, man. All this, like, I don't get this guy. This blue coal, like, investment strategy.
No, I know, it's so weird.
It's a Barney, then, if you guys...
literally, yeah.
Just running us like we're some NBA team, like...
Okay, so last question. Who is finishing in the UCL spots? I'm going to assume it's... top five, because I feel like it's going to go
no,
be top
it's
five.
No, it's already
confirmed
almost,
top five?
It's almost done. I think one more round, and it's like basically confirmed.
That will be top, that, yeah. Top five. Okay. So City, Arsenal, I assume City, Arsenal, yeah. Everyone's going to have.
Arsenal, City, United, and I actually do think it ends up being Chelsea and Liverpool.
Yeah,
yeah, I think Villa get whooped out.
I'm gonna say a hot take. I say Man U bottle it. I'm gonna say Man U bottle it, bro. I think you guys are gonna somehow find a way to just finish just outside.
You know what? But like, honestly though, like, I don't agree. Obviously, I'm a United fan, but like, if we lose to Aston Villa though, I think like Liverpool and Chelsea could both push on.
But I still, if it's five, I genuinely don't think United. No, but I mean, if it's five teams. I don't think United are worse than all three.
No, but like, just think about this weekend. If United lose to Villa,
you're still above Villa though.
Out of three, four, five, six.
Oh, true. You're equal on points. Oh yeah, yeah.
Right? They go above us, and if Chelsea and Liverpool also win their games, they also go above us. Obviously, depending on the result.
Villa end their season playing Liverpool and City.
Cool.
Yeah. Yo,
I just
don't see Liverpool making it though. Like the way they're playing,
I just think Villa don't make it.
I don't think Villa make it either.
I don't think so.
But there's only one team.
I can't write off Liverpool unless you think
Brentford or Everton are going to sneak in the top
five. No, because they have to maintain their. They have to maintain this form.
So it's only one of the four that won't make it in.
So it's actually really interesting though, because like if you actually look at like the top six, it would be like. What most people would now consider like the new Prem Big Six.
Yeah.
And they're all there. It's literally six to first is like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, to Loki be honest,
thought Newcastle was gonna.
We thought it was Newcastle.
Newcastle. When they
I
got
don't think
Tonali.
Big Six, but I think if you kick out Tottenham, who are
you
gonna
can't
get relegated.
Do that. You can't do
yeah, you
that.
Can. If Tottenham's
kick
in the
out.
Championship,
why can't you kick out
Tottenham?
And if Aston Villa finishes in the Big Six, that's your new Big Six.
You can't kick out Tottenham because...
They're relegated.
So did your team, bro.
What do you mean, so did our team? What does that mean?
Every team has gotten relegated. They literally won
but the
European
big,
pedigree.
No, you can't,
you need, like,
you can't
you
say
years
Big Six.
And years of, like...
Samir, how do you say Big Six and one of the sixes in the championship?
Big Six is different than Top Six, bro. Big Six clubs of England.
A Big Six club does not get relegated.
Samir, you know Big Six...
You don't get relegated.
But your club got relegated like 1997. Something that's not
okay.
That
were
Samir,
we big
no,
back
yo,
then? No,
Samir, do you know
what are
the,
we saying?
The Big Six
were big back then.
Didn't exist back then. The Big Six started like 2010.
Yeah.
How the hell are you going to talk about what Chelsea did before or United did before? It's going forward. I think low key Villa.
You can't get relegated
because you remember that conversation. Arsenal finished eighth like two seasons
and
they were trying to kick them out.
I
think that's the same thing.
Yeah, but relegation is not the same thing.
You guys never
Samir.
You see how high the standards were. Look at this now. We're not giving nobody no step.
Relegation.
You're not in this.
I don't think you're understanding.
Samir.
Relegation.
Samir, you know how
we're not a Prem team.
Samir.
We're not getting relegated.
Samir.
It's not going to happen.
Samir.
It's not going to happen.
You know how when we were getting like kicked out of it, everyone was saying Leicester replaced us? Villa are literally Leicester.
Yeah.
They start the season on fire,
Tottenham
and
they don't
have the freaking depth, and they're probably gonna slip out.
Yeah.
And Villa are not gonna be this good next year. They're gonna have to sell. They don't have the money. Yeah. They're gonna face PSR, and the same just gonna happen to Leicester.
And to be fair, at the end of the day, like if we really think about it, it was never a Big Six anyways. It was always a top five.
Yeah, bro.
It's always
like low key just been like
four.
Liverpool and City, and then everyone else.
Four, five.
Yeah.
To be honest. Well, when have we won? You're talking about we don't win, and then suddenly you're giving me the stank face. Like
he's not
yeah.
wrong.
I just don't think it's Liverpool and City. I think it's just basically been the biggest team in England has been City over the last 10
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Years. And then we're just
like,
trying to add, like,
okay,
there's the one team that just challenges them every time.
That's
it's
fine.
Been Arsenal,
but
then it was United, and
like,
it was Liverpool.
If you consider Tottenham a Big Six Prem team, what... like validates them to
that's what I'm saying
that
what qualifications
yeah.
in the Prem
their name
yeah
bro they w- They won the Europa League.
Well, didn't West Ham?
They went to the Champions
League. I swear West Ham won it.
Europa League last year.
Okay, but
right?
How many years? How many years have Tottenham been this bad? Only two.
This will be the third.
Simeon. No, this will be the second.
I think Sevilla have the most Europa League. They're 13th in the La Liga right now, bro. Like, they're evidently bad.
Samir,
they're not a big squad.
I understand you saying having a bad season, but this is not bad. This is terrible. I know.
We haven't had a season like this ever. This isn't finishing eighth. Finishing eighth would be
relegation,
as good as Brentford.
Like you're
not
in a
as
whole nother league.
Yo, Jay, when we finished 15th, I thought it was over.
Do you know the revenue
That's
difference?
That's bad, bro.
Guys, we're not understanding.
That's bad. That is
a singular point away from relegation zone. One point.
They went from like.
Okay, but y'all are acting like they like they got nine games left. They got nine games.
Yeah, but they've gotten worse.
Samir, there's no trajectory for them.
I'm an Arsenal fan. I shouldn't be defending them, but it's like, let's use common sense.
No,
Samir. Samir,
common sense right now.
Most of us are saying.
This is easy, bro. This is
easy.
Bro, what?
Point away.
Samir.
He's the best Tottenham fan ever, and he's an Arsenal fan.
I know, bro. Bro hates us.
Bro.
No, Samir, I don't think they're getting relegated. But if they do, it's the point is if they do.
But they're okay. Yeah, I'll
we're just saying if they do, then
they're out of the big six. My thing is just I still don't think they will.
I don't think they're getting relegated. But
I think you need.
You
to
don't
be,
want
to I
think it,
you
but
to be
you never know, dude.
Bad.
Well, they started better and they've been like they started the season well and been.
I don't know what kind of comeback they're going to pull up next season for them to be back in the big six.
Like who
no,
do you
but
think?
They're going to have 1 or 2 years where they're like kind of out of it.
This is more than 1 or 2 years.
It's be like,
this will be.
They finished fifth. They barely missed out. Okay, let's because there's a lot of revisionism.
Fifth.
Okay,
yes.
So
Samir.
They had one of the best strikers ever, not in the world ever.
Yes.
Left their club, the identity of their club. Like imagine if Bruno and another player left. That's how good Harry Kane was for them.
Yes.
Remove that guy, they still finish fifth. Right?
Okay.
Finish fifth. Next year, they do really bad in the league.
I'm about to cook them.
But they win the Europa, right?
I'm so excited.
One bad season. One really, really bad season.
Last year was a bad season.
It was.
Last year was a bad season.
Bro, ask any Tottenham fan.
I might be saying four.
Who
like,
cares?
Samir,
it was a bad season.
It's a horrendous
Samir,
season.
What are we saying?
Samir, can I just give you some context? You know how people are saying that about Leicester? Leicester, two seasons before they got relegated, finished fifth. So it's the same thing. Are you saying Leicester still... No, because they got relegated.
Not the same situation.
I don't think we
they won the Prem. That's bigger than winning the UCL.
No, but I can see that's a big six story. I think big six has to do with consistency, though. It has to be over a period.
No, I know. But we're just saying if they got relegated.
Yeah.
Low key, we gotta wrap up. So, any final thoughts? Anything you want to say? I'll do the intro.
I was gonna ask. La Liga.
Final thoughts. We got 10 minutes left in the room, and we gotta export stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
So. Comment any final thought. No more questions.
Final thoughts.
Anything about any team. You can put out your hot take.
Hot take, nothing, man.
Okay, well, I was gonna say that the Prem should follow in what La Liga's doing. I don't know if you guys saw it, but La Liga's doing something with the retro kit. That's all I'm saying is like, do you guys think
like
really quickly? Do you guys? Think
I haven't seen
Prem
it, but I probably agree with you.
The
Prem
should do a retro kit weekend.
I love that.
Yeah, that'd be fire.
And I'm thinking maybe next week or something, we could all come in with our options for what the retro kit should be for each match.
Oh,
like
that's a great idea.
I like that.
That is a good, amazing teaser. Thank you so much for watching our episode today. As always, we'll be on YouTube, TikTok, Instagram.
Yeah.
We'll be on Spirit Live too. Shout out TMU. And hope you enjoyed the Premier League breakdown.